Secret.
Hoi, I am Hank.
This podcast is about two people in a long-distance relationship. 9,219.21 kilometers between the land of tacos and tequila, Mexico.
And the land of bikes and cheese, the Netherlands. Hosted by two individuals that on every episode will share how it is in a relationship like this.
We will explore ourselves, the world, and share with you our experiences, thoughts and feelings in this special adventure.
How to cope up between the difference of our culture and traditions, have a good time,
and enjoy this ride with us.
Hello, Ingrid. How are you doing?
Hi, Hank. How are you doing? I'm doing okay.
Good, good, good. Long time no see on this podcast.
Yes.
Been a while.
People must be wondering where we are, if we're still together.
Don't worry, people. I love this woman tremendously much. So
we are still together.
See, it's almost been a year with the last episode.
Nine months.
See.
Okay. Not less. Okay. 8, 6, 7 months.
Sorry for that, but we've been busy, yeah?
We've been busy, we've been doing lots of stuff. Mexico, Holland.
See.
And also, we need to take time, no? To record a podcast. See. So
that's important. But
Here we are, again.
Again, in where are we now?
The location now is Andijk.
Holland.
That's in the very north Holland.
See, yeah.
See, very, very at the north. See. Always people ask me where you live.
Yeah, it's not totally north. That's north of the state, North Holland.
See?
Yeah.
So it's like Amsterdam and like...
Yeah, 40 kilometers 40 above. North.
Exactly. So you can realize where I am now.
Yeah. And, what would I have been doing?
Since many months. This is my fourth visit here in Holland.
Yeah.
Technically, we can say that I've been coming here every 3 months.
Yeah.
See.
Since summers, winter.
Literally since 1 year ago.
Yeah.
It's each 3 months.
We've been to Paris, of course.
See.
And cities here in Holland, like Den Haag and many other places.
Yes, so I spend, when I say literally, it's been a year because this is my second summer that I've been here. And last summer, as you said, we went to Paris, that it was beautiful. I really love Paris, but I think last summer we really had really the best weather.
In Paris was good weather.
The best weather. Also, people were so kind with us, like according to what people say.
Yeah, here in Europe, French people don't have the best reputation.
Yes, but worldwide it's known that the French people is not the most kind they kind of rude, they don't like to speak English, but we were very lucky of all the people that we met and people in the restaurants, at the hotel.
Yeah, we've been, of course, from the movie, I always forget the name.
Amelie, that was one spot of my wish list.
Yeah.
Thank you for going to all those spots that I love about movies.
A couple of times, because this was really fun there.
So, I was in Paris for a day like 14 years ago. So for me this time it was like seeing Paris for the first time.
Yeah.
And with you was really special. Also for you, no? You've been in Paris also, but...
Yeah, only short visits.
But we really went to the touristic spots. Yeah. Also, we walked lots.
Yeah.
And we could, like, explore Paris.
Yeah.
Like, really lots.
Yeah. That's always fun with the love of your life, huh?
Yes. And I came back to Mexico, came back in winter, and then we went to Den Haag.
Den Haag, of all places. See, that was the main thing.
And in the beach, of course, with
Windy
Holland.
I was really surprised about the good thing about being here is that you can travel 1 hour, 1 hour and a half by train, and you are in another city. And even when it's Holland, still Holland, the cities are different, and the vibes are different, and The Hague really surprised me.
You cannot compare that with Amsterdam.
No, totally. No, also,
we are not Amsterdam people.
We're gonna talk about that later, but yeah, we already gave Amsterdam lots of chances. But The Hague was a really nice surprise for me.
You saw your old friend, of course, from Mexico.
I had a friend there, so we had a very nice night. Yeah. We got drunk.
Kind of drunk. Kind of drunk.
But we had the best time there, and going to the beach. Like The Hague has everything, beach. And
yeah, because that's the thing in Holland. You're not only going to beach when it's nice weather, with sunny. You're also going to the beach when it's windy,
yeah,
cold.
Yeah, and the locations were so good.
We call it Eindrijen, but it's just, yeah. That's
what does that mean?
Yeah, literally blow away, but it means like you go to a place, you feel the wind, and just get a red face to say it's healthy. And
I guess that beach in these times in summer must be so crowded.
That is super packed, but you saw this also in winter, it's not empty.
Yeah, no, but actually it was full of people. Yeah,
just walking and
walking, having
a drink.
So I can imagine that it's a beautiful place, even prettier than in winter.
Yeah, although I need you to see you that summer beaches in Holland, but that's like you're walking, there's no piece of sand left over, that's packed with people.
That doesn't change that much in Mexico. People that are from Mexico know Acapulco in summertime or in summer weekends off, and it's packed. Yeah. No one fits there. So I really like The Hague. I really want to come back someday soon.
Yeah, I want to see Den Haag and Scheveningen. Scheveningen is the beach.
Oh, that's the beach.
Yeah.
So what else?
What else? Let's see. You said you were the four time already.
Four times here. It's and it's my second summer here. Last summer was really, I really wanted to see Europe in summertime. So last year, that was my time. It was really warm, especially that year.
Yeah,
no?
That
last year
was
really warm,
even
warmer than in Mexico.
Yeah, that's also for people here unbelievable when I tell at work, for example.
Yeah,
like,
it was really, really warm.
Yeah, and
different kinds of warm, I think. Also, seeing Europe in summer is something
totally
different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah, we have really seasons here.
Yeah, but like Dubai, people is outside, like terraces, restaurants, people is more happy, happier, and you can go everywhere, you have nice landscapes, and the weather is just cool. But there's one thing that I don't like about the summer, especially in Holland. I always joke with Hank saying like, I thought that I was coming to the first world country, and actually you were very scared about the animals,
spiders
and bugs in Mexico.
But
people.
Here's like literally a jungle.
Yeah,
maybe not alligators and giraffes and tigers, but
here I've seen the biggest
bees,
spiders,
flies.
Flies is amazing how many flies they have here.
Mosquitoes that doesn't fit in your hand palm.
Yeah, they're so big, and big snails.
Yeah,
and
rabbits.
We saw yesterday golondrinas. I don't know the name in English.
Swalu is, and that's not.
Is this bird?
That's
also a Luna. That's also a surprise. Luna.
She didn't travel all along.
As you know, this podcast is we only record it, but Luna is here. Luna is my dog. Luna is my dog, and she's here. We will say that in a bit, but yeah, that's one of the surprises that she's here. Animals in Holland. Yes, lots of animals here that I haven't seen in my life, but they're especially big.
Yeah, and I think it's the water also. Like those little flies where you have swarms of above the water. So
yeah.
You're walking and then you're like, in my eyes and everything.
Yes,
yeah.
They're everywhere. Lots of kinds of birds, different kinds of birds.
Yeah, it's a bird country.
Lots of...
And then you have, of course, all the farms in the neighborhood. So you
lots
have
of sheep.
The cows.
Cows.
Yeah.
Ducks.
Ducks.
Swans. Cats with different colors. Yesterday we saw one that looked like a cow, like a little cow. So funny, but so cute. So yeah, that thing.
You wouldn't think that if you like ask here. Mexico, they think like, oh, that must be a little jungle climate or something. No, people don't know. And
yeah.
But that's
the false idea of Mexico, because if you say Mexico, people think that we live in a tropical, where the beach
palms.
And it's always warm, but in the cities,
no, yeah.
It's totally like you don't know what weather you're gonna have. It can be really warm, it can be really cold, it can be raining, but we don't have. Box like
no.
Here we have spiders probably,
see,
but
I seen them much.
But scary ones,
no.
We have mosquitos, well, in my house there's scorpions, but the ones that they are not dangerous, okay?
Yeah.
So, but here is amazing the amount of bugs that I see, and the amount of flies that are now in summer is amazing.
It's also terrible. Yeah?
Terrible.
Like,
see,
you cannot get rid of them.
No, we kill them like every day.
Even
well, maybe that's not good to say that we kill them, right? But see, we do
flies
it.
Flies are allowed to kill.
See,
yeah.
But they are annoying.
Yeah, they're quite annoying.
So yeah, that's pretty much what we've been doing. Of course, there's lots, but we want to tell you lots of things in this episode because it's been happening lots of things. Yes, I'm with this guy still. We are still in love.
I love you so much.
And I love you too.
Yeah.
And
Like you said, you did. What?
Last time that I was here, it was also our first flight together.
Yeah, back to Mexico.
To Mexico, and that was also a nice thing to do. And
yeah.
Actually...
And I'm also a really good travel partner.
You're the worst. Let me tell a little bit the story, but let us tell you that we made an episode exactly that day in Amsterdam. Waiting for our plane. We were planning on recording a podcast for you.
And then we got kicked out of the
restaurant.
So
we needed to stop. So then we said, oh, we're going to continue recording in Mexico.
Yeah.
Thing that didn't happen.
No.
And so here we are. But yes, that was the first time that we traveled together by plane. We did it the first time, but it was like an hour flight.
Yeah, to the beach.
But I meant that this was the first long flight together.
From the one side to the other side.
Exactly, and that we didn't need to say goodbye.
No,
that was so cool.
That was so cool. Goodbyes at airports are the
worst.
But
since we got into the plane, that was a nightmare. No, not true. I'm exaggerating. But this guy is the most desperate guy. So he was like complaining because there was no bottle of water.
It should be a bottle of water.
That the line of the toilet was really big, that he couldn't sleep. And also, he told me, because you know these pillows for travelers, no?
Yeah.
That is like a... See, like the ones that you put on your neck, no?
Yeah.
And he was like, since the beginning, are you gonna carry that the whole time?
It's like carrying a toilet.
Yes, but what do you think about it now? But the thing was that I brought it from Mexico, and he was like, oh, you need to carry that. I was like, yes, it's so comfy. And it's really helpful when you are traveling, especially if you are sitting in the middle, no?
See.
And then on the... On the way to Mexico, he was like, like couldn't sleep, and I was like, "You want me to borrow my my pillow, my cushion?"
Yeah.
Yes. And then he slept good, but you're kind of annoying in a plane, but I love you.
See, I love you too, but yeah, 11 hours in a plane.
See, also that's crazy. That's insane.
Fun.
Yeah. But yeah.
Who made it?
We made it. You were again in Mexico.
Two weeks.
Again, my birthday. You spent
time
with
first
me.
Time I was with your birthday, with all your friends.
Exactly.
Without the coronas, of course, a little was...
No, it was much better.
Much better. Much so better. We could at least meet up in one house without...
Frank knows lots of my friends, but I really want him to know, like, my main group of friends from uni. So that was the chance.
See, Mexican people can party.
Mexican people. It was my birthday. We got so drunk. I really did not need to say this, but I had the best time ever. But I have a blackout.
Good. Yeah.
You also know because...
Well, it was very fun at 3, 4 a.m. And after that, we were just...
But we started also early. Yeah. I rented a DJ.
Yeah, it was good.
They were all my friends. We drank tequila. Yeah. We had tapitas. People from Mexico know what tapitas means. And we were dancing. They make hang dance also. The Anita challenge. And I was so happy, like, you finally met them.
And I had tremendously fun.
And the next day, I just woke up and saw you and me in a bed.
See, I was really the worst hangover in years.
See, me too. I think I haven't still recovered. I think since March, I haven't tasted alcohol. Yeah. No? It was so cool.
You only once turned 25, no?
See, I hope so. I was 25, but no, I really enjoyed that. You met new people
that
I wanted you to meet.
See.
And then I came back in January here for winter.
Yeah,
for winter. I was here for 2 months.
Yeah.
And
well, that was the first time. Then we went to Mexico because your birthday is in March, of course.
Ah, sí, cierto. And then now. Yeah, you're right.
A little bit more than 3 months we were separated.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're for the fourth time.
Fourth time here, and I'm going to stay also 3 months.
87
days.
Days in total.
See, people, we need to really be careful with our days because...
You're only allowed from Mexico to stay 90 days in 90 a row
days.
In the whole European Union.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to leave for at least 3 months again. Then the timer is reset.
That's the rule. Yeah. I need to...
Still lucky that you don't need a visa everything. So
that's super good. Yeah. But yeah. 90 days that I can stay here and 90 days that I need to be in my country.
Yeah, and I'm not even in another European Union country. So you need to stay out of the whole European Union.
Yeah, exactly, for 3 months.
Yeah, and that's not even only in the continent Europe, because there are some, like in the Caribbean, you have some small countries that's also part of... So you need to be careful, that's my before I go, explaining everything.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. That's the idea. So now I'm here, but this time was kind of different because...
Yeah.
I brought some visitors.
See.
See.
A little one is only four and a half, 5 kilos.
See, that would be Luna.
What was barking?
Luna is my dog. He's a female.
Almost your child.
She is my child, indeed. See. And guys, you don't know how much I suffered.
The last times without her.
Yes, see, without her knowing that she was there without me. Of course, she survived, but the thing was that I was always worried, like, what is she doing? Like, if she was eating something that she couldn't eat, that if she was going to escape from the house. So I really had, I love being here with you, but leaving here was really, really, really bad. And also one of my dreams was like to bring her to this beautiful country, because where Hank lives is like open areas,
flat,
grass, lots of grass, the water, the sea. So I was really imagining Luna just jumping around and not walking.
No busy roads.
No busy roads. See, going in the bike with you and her. So that was really a dream, and now it's coming true.
She's doing good, though.
She's doing really good. I was really worried before because, of course, she didn't know about transporters.
No.
She didn't know about... She's always free. I don't carry her in a transporter.
No.
No? Most of the time, she's with a leash and that's it. No. And if she goes with me in the car, then that's it. No.
If you don't put your dog in the cargo space of an airplane, you need to do stuff. Right?
Also that.
It
also
is possible,
that.
But, it's,
but I didn't want her to leave that.
No. But you need to... certificates, you need vaccination, you need doctor approval that she's okay, you need the right transporter to travel.
See, it was a
you
full
need to pay
of
almost
things.
Like a normal human being, at least with KLM.
Yes.
So you have only two options, Aeromexico and KLM, okay, but we already have the ticket for you from KLM, it is kind of easy, but also not easy. Because you need
lots of things.
You have like 12
pages. 12 pages around.
Information to
yes,
to
it's
allow
a long,
the dog here in Holland.
Lots of documents. If you want, just tell us and we can talk more about that. But it was, like 12 pages of health certifications. I needed to put a chip in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's also, so it's documents, money. This time, as Hank said, that was my first time flying with KLM and the last one. I didn't like KLM, they charge for animals if you want to take them with you in the cabin. And Aeromexico has that thing that they don't charge if you prove that it's your emotional support animal, and that I had that, but unfortunately the tickets were more expensive with Aeromexico this time, so that's why we chose KLM. I needed to pay $200 for Luna to come with me.
That's one way trip,
$400. You're right. And so that's, like I said, it's documentation and money.
Yeah.
But the good side of this is that she's here with me and that she behaves amazing.
Yeah.
She really, I'm still in shock of how good she was. I trained her like literally for a month with prices, but it was her first flight trip. So she was so good to the other side of the world, more than 10 hours without peeing, without pooping, without eating.
Yeah.
I couldn't open the transporter also, that was so bad.
The KLM people are a little bit too strict.
There was only one moment that I did it and the woman yelled at me like, no, don't do that. So I was like, fuck. But the good side is that she's here with me and... She's having also a good time.
She's lying on the couch now. She's comfy.
Yeah, she's comfy. She likes to go out. We've been leaving her alone in your house and she's good.
Yeah. When we went to the festival.
We went to a festival last week. We left her like for 5 hours?
Yeah, something
or
like
more.
Five. Yeah, more even, see.
And she behaved so good. She didn't pee or poop inside. And so I'm so happy for
that.
That
is perfect, see.
Yeah, she's really good. She's really sweet.
And
with your daughter, she was also really sweet.
Also good. See, this is all good. But the main thing is you don't need to miss her.
Yes, that's it. So thank you for allowing me to bring my child, because I accept
Yeah, we have three children.
I accept your kids. need to accept my kids.
I need to accept this one. And I do. See.
And she loves you.
Yeah. And, of course, for 11 days... your two nieces.
Yeah, I broke my two nieces.
Yeah, when why not bring your half of your family?
That's my trick. All my family. I'm gonna bring all my family down. No, but they decided to come. I have two nieces. One is 24 years old and the other one is just 15. And we took the chance and Hank was so kind to accept them. But they love each other. So they were here for 2 weeks, so we were also hardcore walking.
As soon as we
arrived, we went to Amsterdam,
Sanseschans,
Volendam,
Eendam,
Horen,
and Kuizen, and everything in between. See,
I was
a little bit shitty weather. But okay, you can't help
like
that.
2-3 days without like lots of wind.
Yeah.
But I was really, really happy to see
them. Because it's also summer in Holland. Eh? It can be one day 30 degrees and the next day it was really big storm.
Holland is the country where all the weathers can happen in minutes, in seconds.
See,
not even in days. It's like one day you wake up and you have an alert on your phone saying like, you don't need to go out.
The trees were falling
because the weather was so extreme and there was lots of winds, and then at night we have the best sunset, right?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. You have rain, and then you have the most warm day. So
welcome in Holland.
That's really crazy. But they were here, and I was so glad to have them here.
Yeah, and by now they are already back to Mexico, of course.
Back to Mexico, it was so quick. When you have fun, it's always quick.
Let's see.
And I stay with you, so.
We're also working, of course. You stay longer in the future, no?
This one,
Ingrid, is learning a new language. The short in Holland is MVV. I don't even know what it exactly means, but that means it's your permit to stay, basically forever now.
Yes.
Yeah, and there are some, how do you call it? Before you can even ask that, you need to learn basic Dutch. Basic Dutch culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the pronunciations of the language. So.
Yeah, so that's
some books and USB sticks with lessons and school material.
I came back to school technically.
How do you like Dutch? It's easy, no?
It's not easy. it's really difficult. Long time ago, I was studying it, but I just last 9 months. Now I kind of regret it because that would be helpful now.
It would be now helpful, see.
Really helpful, but I didn't have any reason to keep going.
Yeah. And for the first stage of that permit, it's not only Dutch, but you also need to know the culture.
Claro.
So you get pictures and questions like, what is a dyke? Who is this person?
The name of the king, the queen.
Yeah, how big is the country? Yeah,
the
exactly.
Education here and
how
everything.
How does it work? And,
so technically, it's not that difficult. I mean, that part, the culture part.
There's lots.
Yeah. It's what he's saying is that I have a book of 100 pictures.
Yeah.
And I need to learn them by memory, by heart.
Yeah.
And that's easy for me. That's easy because I have good memory.
But then
we have another book that is literally grammatics, lots of vocabulary. Yes, lots of exercises.
Lots of words. We like to have for everything a word where you make maybe in English or Spanish an old sentence. We have done different words, and some words mean 7 or 8. Or
exactly,
even more
and
things.
They are different meanings.
Yeah, lots of.
They are not related.
Lots of different meanings. Yeah, yeah.
And of course, your structure is totally different as the Spanish.
It's the structure in Dutch.
No, actually, no. There's lots of times that I ask Hank, like, why? Why is this like this? And Hank is like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's just like this. So I'm really curious about how kids learn Dutch since they are little.
Yeah,
because
practice.
Because it's a very difficult language.
And Google Translate doesn't help that much. Because if you have a sentence, it means something. But if you you separate the words, then it doesn't make sense at all.
Yes.
No. It's not that's not always that easy. And then there, of course, it's also you need to do your exam. In your
embassy.
Yeah, in your own country.
So I
met lots of people in Holland. It doesn't matter, Mexico. I met them from Ghana. They all need to or stay there and learn it, and then you migrate to the Netherlands, or you go back, and then you need to do that exam in your own city, in your own country.
Yeah, that's just a rule. I need to do it there.
And then
I need to come and pick it up here.
When you succeed of your exam, then we are allowed to ask for your permit. And then, of course, we need to get all the paperwork ready. Now,
yes.
It is with this situation the most easy ones, because most of the time, of course, they say yes. But
let's see.
Yeah, so we're hoping after this summer...
So now since Mexico, we've been studying long distance.
Yeah, this summer will be a little bit more, instead of going to Paris and stuff like that.
Yeah, we need to focus on that.
Yeah, we need to really.
But like I said, we've been studying since Mexico, from when I was in Mexico and you were here, we got online.
Yeah.
You were
which is good
me.
Helpful, but I think it's also better to learn next to each other.
Yeah, because I can ask you everything and whatever. But we did a good job
together. 3-4 times a day together. That's also a nice thing if you are, I think, at least in a long distance relationship, that you we have something really good to do together. No?
Yes,
so a goal to work on.
So from that book, the big one,
yeah,
I think we are on...
It's called Nederland.
It's called.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think we are in the middle of it.
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we need to finish that another half. And I think I'm going to be ready. I'm really nervous about it because I feel like if I was in school again, but this is even more important. Because we talk about it like, I know that I can do it, no?
Yeah,
but it's always afraid.
Yeah.
It's
but
always
a
fear.
I can notice here that you're totally easier with stores, other people.
Oh,
you
yeah.
understand
way more.
And of course, it's always a thing. I have that with Spanish also. I understand quite a lot.
Yes.
But then you want to build a sentence
and then
you're thinking
it,
so long that people are like, you know, and then your confidence gets away. But it
helps a lot that I'm here. And that, for example, if we go to the store or a restaurant, whatever, I start taking the fear out and just saying, like, can you give me the bill, please? Yes, no, thank you. I don't know.
That's also the nice thing, I think, of Holland, because so many immigrants and different culture, nobody speaks really
perfect Dutch.
So, especially in the bigger cities, nobody fucking cares.
Well, I want
what
to
you,
speak it
of
perfectly.
Course, of course, but, it is doable, but difficult.
No, but I know it will take time. It's
a
really difficult language.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah,
really, really people. It's It's and I and like also it. Also,
lots of Dutch people make horrible mistakes.
But you know, I like it. It's something that I am enjoying. Sometimes it's like, I end up like with my head not aching.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, it's too much information, and I'm trying to figure out the rules or trying to remember the meaning of a word that I just learned, and I forget about it. And but I actually love the pronunciation. I love when I speak it, and I would love to know it now 100%.
I would love to be fluent.
Yeah, yes, yeah, indeed. Yeah. But I know it's gonna take time because it's really, really difficult.
You're amazing at doing it.
Because I love you. Because we need it. Because it's a requirement for me to stay longer here. And that's what we've been doing, and we are almost starting the studying again, but once we start, I know.
So we are really in a process of closing that
long distance
relationship.
So that means that you still want a future with me?
I need a future with me because het leven is saai zonder jou, which means boring.
Saai is boring.
No, I cannot live without you anymore.
I cannot live without you anymore also.
So, yeah.
But, that's our plans for this summer. Like Hank said, more focusing on the studying. On doing things like also we didn't say that we've been painting the house.
Oh boy, that's just a part we are kind of living really together.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a man cave with computer games everywhere.
And now it's totally a different house.
Yeah, we have a living room with a TV.
We have flowers.
We got nice paint on the walls and furniture, decorations.
Exactly, because this was...
That's all Ingrid's work.
Yeah. I always say, Hank, put limits on me, but of course, I think you've been liking... Also, this renew house.
Yeah.
And feels more cozy. We have a television, and I think we told you already, but we have a TV and.
For me, I can see it's people at my work also like, hey, you're happy because now I have a reason to bike home again. It's not an empty house because there's a beautiful Mexican waiting here for me.
Yeah, and we are cooking together.
We
are trying to be healthier.
More healthy, see, we're doing a great job except today.
Today we have pizza. No, but once in a while it's not too bad, but we've been cooking really healthy, lots of salads, lots of vegetables.
Yeah.
We're going for walks. Yesterday we went for a bike ride, that it was amazing.
Yeah.
I really miss Lolita. Lolita is my bike, so I really miss Lolita, biking Lolita. Time is flying. I cannot believe that this is my third week here.
Third week already.
It literally flies.
Yeah.
But that's where we are now.
So. Yeah, and I think we are planning on more episodes.
We need to.
Let's see.
Our fans, baby.
Our fans, yeah.
Our fans, and I want to thank you because if this is possible, it's because of you and me, but I think more because of you. And lots of people are wondering, how you do it, Fabiola? Well, I'm Ingrid, but how you've been doing it, and people is. Only for this guy, yeah. I am here because he pays the flight. Yeah. So if you're curious, he pays the flight. Yeah. You do a lot of effort for that, baby.
Yeah.
And
we made the joke. It's now a little bit simple life, of course.
Simple life, but
also because the asking your pyramid, the school, everything in Holland costs money.
But I have. Other friends that have relationships like ours, but there's one, Cynthia, you know, my friend.
Yeah.
But we were talking about that this last week, and she was like, she knew all the sacrifices between brackets that you need to make when you are in this kind of relationships, but I appreciate your sacrifices, baby.
Yeah. appreciate you too, because for you it's also not easy.
Yes, I am not saying not, because also I
the other side of the world, side of the world, to lots of people. Yeah.
Say goodbye to my family, my work,
your friends. And,
people think that I already live here because because I am most of the time here.
That's of course. Then you miss work. People ask you
exactly. You know, I'm a photographer, and ironically, when I'm here, I get more calls than when I'm in Mexico.
And then you go back, and people ask here for you, and then so you're
exactly
that's kind of shitty. And then you have to do it with one salary, basically. But we're working on that.
But I just wanted to thank you. And
it's of course illegal to work here for her, but we find our ways.
No, but like I. Of course, we will tell you more things, but now I have a remote job, a home office job, that I can do it while I'm here, so that's also nice.
Things like that, we're looking for options.
We need to look for those options, because otherwise... Those things, maybe we can we can have an episode of that, like what we do for each other, and what we leave behind, and
the economy is not really
the best
great in this
moment,
in this world. But also not in Mexico, of course.
No, in Mexico.
2 years ago, I thought this is a nice cheap country, but nowadays the food here is cheaper than in Mexico.
About all these things, like really people.
That's crazy.
I'm kind of surprised about...
I don't like to buy my shoes anymore in Mexico. The food, I think, this is expensive. And things are... we'll make some episodes. That's kind of also, if you have that long distance, you see different parts of the world. Your eyes open and like, hey, wait.
Advantages, disadvantages. Here is beautiful. Mexico is beautiful also. And we are making it happening.
See.
And it's all worth it, no?
See, indeed, 100%. No,
it's not.
We're gonna have this future.
It's not that we're suffering, no. No. But sometimes. Yeah, no, not true.
It's very difficult. No.
He's really stubborn. No, but we love each other. We are still together, too, and. 2 years and 6 months.
Yeah, in
August.
What's now the 14th or something? Because in next month I know you for 3 years. I know you first time on Tinder. I know you for
3 years already. And in December we are 3 years, but boyfriend.
Well,
and
once
girlfriend.
I ask you to be my girlfriend.
Yes, because hasn't asked me to be his girlfriend. So I'm a single lady. Almost 3 years of knowing each other. I cannot believe that we are this long.
It's crazy.
Relationship. But
I don't want to sound old, but time flies.
Time flies. And
that's the update. And see you in the next episode.
Yes.
And this time it will not be in here.
Yeah, exactly. We need to keep our fans.
That's the plan.
So text us if you want to listen specifically some topics, but we will keep in touch.
Yeah, we keep you posted, people.
Yes.
So thank you for listening.
Thank you. And see you next time, no?
See. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adios.
'Cannot wait to keep sharing this adventure with you.
See you on the next one.
Adios.